Hello, Dick.
Well, well, hello, Daddy.
Seen my children?
Yes, yes, yes. Delightful pair of youngsters.
Oh, what's she done now?
Not a thing, old man. Nothing serious. She put the bite on me for a nickel, and I let her have a $5 bill to get change. That's all.
Hmm. Has she had plenty of time to get back, Dick?
Well, I figured that if she carried Robespierre in her teeth and hopped on one leg all the way, she should have been here around 10 minutes ago.
Oh! If that kid plays her cards right, she'll make Tehachapi before she's 11.
Come, Daddy. Don't look at it on the bleak side. I assure you I'm not worried about the $5.
No, I can see that.
It's just that some prowling footpad might spot the money in her hand and make off with the kids.
Well, if that happens, I'll be very happy to refund the money, Dick.
I think I know what you mean, Daddy. I think I do, yes. Well, let's give her a few more minutes, huh? What's this I hear about you going to school?
School?
Hmm?
Oh. You know, I've fooled around with painting for years, and I thought I'd take a little course in sculpture, just as a hobby.
Oh, I see. You go to art school?
Yeah. My wife doesn't approve.
Naturally.
Yes, she has some revolting idea about the models. Yeah. Sure wish Schnooks would hurry back.
Say, what's that package you have? Is it some of your work?
Oh, it's just a crude bust. Care to look at it?
Well, I'd love to, Daddy.
All right. Here.
Say, did you make that statue, Daddy?
Yes, Meredith. It's not very good, I fear.
I don't think so either.
Oh.
Oh! Well, who's it supposed to be, Daddy?
If you examine the base, you'll see I carved the name on it.
Louis Crosseye. Who's he?
Meredith. It's Louis the 11th.
Yes, those are Roman numerals, Meredith.
Well, don't you think I know it? I was just trying to make a little joke to kind of loosen the tension.
What tension?
About Snooks and the $5. Jeepers, fellas, pull yourselves together. There's nothing to worry about.
Who's worried?
I'm laying 8 to 5. She blows every penny of it.
Now, listen, Dick. I can't wait any longer. I'm going out to look for her. If I don't locate her in one of the stores, I'll try the house.
Okay, Daddy. Now, let's hear from you by phone.
If she's home, you'll be able to hear me without a phone. So long.
Well, Daddy hasn't returned with Snooks yet, so I imagine he must have tracked her down to the house. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could get a load of what's happening down there?
Snooks! Snooks!
Here I am, Daddy. On the laundry port.
Where are you?
Hello. Look at the statue I'm making.
Snooks, what are you doing in my atelier?
There?
I've told you 50,000 times to stay out of my art studio.
This is the laundry porch, Daddy.
I know what it is. Good heavens, look at this mess. Throw that big lump of clay back in the tub.
I'm making a statue of Robespierre.
I don't care what you're doing. Throw that mass of clay back in the tub.
All right. But I think Robespierre will holler.
Where is Robespierre?
He's in the lump of clay.
Oh, let's get that stuff off him quick. You little vandal. The child will suffocate.
Why?
Hurry. Scrape it off his head.
Why?
The poor child must feel awful.
He ain't saying nothing.
There. It's all off his face. Oh, Robespierre.
Now, you see, he's hollering.
Sure he's hollering.
Because you took the clay off him. Let's put it back.
Oh, get away. Run the water in that bowl.
Are you going to dunk him?
Yes. And then I'm going to have a little talk with you about something else.
Oh. Is it going to be talking or spanking?
Maybe a little of both. And maybe no talking at all.
Nothing.
No, of course not. You're the sweetest, most well-behaved child in the world. You're a paragon of perfection.
Am I, Daddy?
Sure. Look what you've done to Robespierre. Get me something to dry him with.
Why?
Because he's wringing wet.
Put him in the wringer.
Oh, you wait. Just wait till I get Robespierre in his bed.
What are you going to do?
Plenty. Now, don't you start. Hurry! Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean to yell at you like that. You can cry if you like.
Switch him off again, Daddy.
If there's any switching done, you'll be on the receiving end.
Well, save it, my dear, save it. Until I get through asking you a few questions about this other little matter.
Is it about the canary?
No, it's not about the canary. What happened to the canary?
Will it make you mad if I tell you?
Sure it will.
I don't want to make you mad, Daddy. Of course, I love you so much.
Never mind that hokum. What happened to the canary?
He disappeared.
How?
He got awful dirty on his feathers.
So go on.
So I cleaned him with the vacuum cleaner. And I can't find him no more. Oh.
Get the vacuum cleaner quick. Take off that dust bag and look in it.
How'd you get it off?
Here. Take Robespierre to his room. I'll do it.
All right. Come on, my sweet little brother.
Oh, I can't believe the child does these things intentionally. There must be something latently... Oh, there you are, little fella. I'm glad you didn't get hurt. Back in your cage now.
Is he still alive, Daddy?
Yes, lucky for you.
Lucky for him, too.
What did you do with the baby?
I put him in his crib. I think he wants to sleep.
Well, let's have a look. All right. Come back to my studio with me.
You mean the laundry porch?
You know what I mean. Now. Come here, Snooks.
Why?
I'm going to uncover your processes and reach the bottom of your transgression.
Shall I turn over?
Not just yet. To begin with, I'm temporarily going to forgive all these other little misdeeds until the main problem is settled.
Let's settle it tomorrow, Daddy.
Oh, no.
How about Saturday?
We'll settle it right now. Snooks, look at me. Take a good look at me.
I did. You look awful. I think you're worse.
Silence!
Yes, Daddy.
Mr. Powell tells me you were at the studio this evening and you asked him for a nickel. Is that the truth?
If I say it's a lie, will you still believe him?
I most certainly will.
It's the truth.
That's it.
Then I guess I can go now, huh, Daddy?
Stay here, you little mendicant. When Mr. Powell told you he didn't have a nickel, you offered to go out and change a $5 bill for him. At least that's the way I got it.
Did you get one too, Daddy?
No. Now, where's the change?
What change?
$4.95. Mr. Powell's change.
Well...
Think fast, Snooks.
You don't know how fast I'm thinking, Daddy.
Well, you might be. Heaven only help you if you squandered that money.
I didn't squander it, Daddy.
Then I presume you have it.
I presume so.
Well, where is it?
I ain't got it.
Snooks, do you realize you've been caught in flagrante delicto?
Huh?
That's Latin for red-handed. Pretty good phrase.
I got the red from your paint box, Daddy.
Now, don't change the subject. Where did you spend that money?
I went to the bakery, and I only spent a nickel.
On what?
I bought an ice cream puff for Christmas present for you, Daddy.
Oh, that's terrible.
Don't you like cream puffs?
I hate them. Besides, you know very well a cream puff won't last until Christmas.
That's what I thought after I bought it, so I ate it.
Ah, I see. Well, where's the rest of the money? Now, remember, I want the truth.
Do you want the money or the truth?
Stop stalling, Snooks. What happened to that $4.95?
It got stuck in the cream puff, and I swallowed it.
The silver, too?
No, Robespierre swallowed that.
Snooks, you're slipping. Surely you can make up a better fib than that.
I know I can, but you're rushing me.
That's enough. I'm not going to bandy words with you any longer. Either you tell me the absolute truth this minute, or I'll take you to the police station.
All right, Daddy, I'll tell you the truth.
Go on.
I was coming out of the bakery, and I had the money in my hand.
Yes?
And
what?
And six kangaroos hopped on my back. Oh,
six kangaroos, eh?
And two leopards. And they were going to eat Robespierre. So I gave them the money to go away. And what'd you say, Daddy?
never said a word. In fact, I'm so dumbfounded I can't talk.
You can't talk?
No.
Do you work for Jack Benny, too?
Look here, Snooks. This is by far the worst crime you've ever committed. I don't know what to do with you.
Ain't it awful?
Spanking you seems to do no good. Maybe there's some other kind of treatment. I must figure this out.
Keep figuring, Daddy.
Quiet. Maybe I brought you up wrong. Is it possible that I'm at fault? Could that be?
Could be.
How can a child deliberately go... Hello. Who? Conk's Bakery. Oh, yes. Yes. She what? Oh, she left the change on the counter. Well, thanks very much, Mr. Conk. I'll come over and pick it up. Well.
Roast me had grabbed the cookies, Daddy, not me, honest.
No, no. Mr. Conk says you left the $4.95 on the counter.
Did I?
Yes. Snooks, why on earth didn't you tell me that?
I couldn't think of it.
But you went to work and thought up those fantastic stories.
You call that work?
Oh, well, the main thing is you didn't filch the money. So I guess there's nothing for me to do. Except spank you for putting clay on Roast Pierre. And the canary incident. After all, it's only fair. Isn't it, Snooks?
Yes, Daddy. Shall I turn over?
Thank you.
Daddy.
Yes?
Please see if you can't figure out a new treatment.
This will have to do until a better one presents itself. Let's go. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go again.
Ah!